Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Kate Middleton and Prince William now have their first official joint portrait. William and Kate visited the Fitzwilliam Museum today to unveil the painting by award-winning portrait artist Jamie Corrath. As recapped by the Mirror, William is depicted in a black suit with a white shirt and blue tie, while Kate wears the emerald green vampire's wife gown she wore while on visit to Ireland in 2020. She also wears the Queen's Cambridge pearl pendant brooch, as well as Princess Diana's pearl bracelet and Collingwood pearl earrings. The pair have their arms around each other, with the painting showing them gazing off into the distance. William said after looking at the painting, "It's quite big," and told Corrath it was amazing. There is more to the painting than just capturing the couple. The portrait was commissioned last year by the Cambridgeshire Royal Portrait Fund, held by the Cambridge Community Foundation as a gift to Cambridgeshire. With this brief in mind, the artist worked to incorporate the city of Cambridge into the portrait by painting the background with the tones and colours of many of the historical stone buildings that are synonymous with the city. The portrait also includes the use of a hexagonal architectural motif, which can be seen on buildings across Cambridge. Corrath said, "It has been the most extraordinary privilege of my life to be chosen to paint this picture. I wanted to show their Royal Highnesses in a manner where they appeared both relaxed and approachable, as well as elegant and dignified. As it is the first portrait to depict them together, and specifically during their time as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, I wanted the image to evoke a feeling of balance between their public and private lives." Speaking of paintings, People reports Kate Middleton had her hand painted. Kate and Prince William headed to the East Anglia's Children's Hospice in Milton as part of their visit to the region of Cambridgeshire. During the visit, Kate added her handprint to a canvas. Willow Bamber 8 helped paint the royal's hand with a brush, and Kate sweetly told the young girl, "Don't be shy." Willow, grinning from ear to ear, then helped press Kate's hand onto the canvas to cheers from those watching. The visit also happened to fall during Children's Hospice Week. To mark the occasion, Kate shared a personal message. Kate praised the Children's Hospices for bringing joy, fun, and play to brighten each day and help families make the most of their lives together, no matter how short, in addition to providing expert care. "For any parent coming to terms with the news your child has a life-threatening condition and may die young is heartbreaking and incredibly frightening. Families can often feel isolated, but having the support of a children's hospice means they don't have to face that future alone," she wrote. CNN noticed Her Majesty has a new haircut. It is a subtle change from the longer, looser curls many associate Elizabeth with, but it was still detected by the public, who were quick to comment on the post. "The Queen looks wonderful. Her new summer hairdo looks perfect," one user wrote. "Love your new hairstyle, Your Majesty," posted another. "I love the Queen's new hairstyle." Onlookers have long enjoyed deciphering the Queen's image, from reading into her choice of brooch to dissecting her sartorial colour palette. Her styling seldom goes unnoticed. But everything is deliberate, according to royal fashion advisor Angela Kelly. "Our role as her dressers is to ensure that Her Majesty is appropriately attired for each occasion," Kelly wrote in her 2019 monarch-approved memoir, The Other Side of the Coin. Kelly also revealed that during the pandemic, she had to moonlight as the Queen's hairstylist, washing, setting, and styling the royal locks while salons were in lockdown. "It was so high pressure," Kelly recalls, often abandoning the task for a gin and tonic. "So while the Queen was under the dryer, I said to her, 'I'm off for a stiff drink because this is so stressful, getting it just right for you.'" While we'd like to head into the commercial, off Angela Kelly's funny line, royal expert Daniela Elsa said the Queen's concerning appearance was striking and compared it to an image taken almost exactly a year prior when Her Majesty met Australia's then PM Scott Morrison. "In the intervening 12 months, Her Majesty would appear to have become markedly more stooped, much thinner, and overall appears to have shrunk." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by Heights. Heights is the world's number one brain care brand. So what is brain care? Brain care is when you care for your brain. It doesn't get much simpler. It means caring for something that's been caring for you secretly since the minute you were born. It's a movement, and it's all the actions and behaviors that'll set you up to live life on your own terms. Can't focus? Always tired? Feeling up and down? The Smart Supplement's top-rated formula of 20 key vitamins and minerals, including vitamins D, C, B12, blueberries, and omega-3 targets everything from poor sleep to brain fog and stress, so you feel better every day. I've had the chance to use Heights for the past few weeks, and although it's hard to actually gauge how well it's working for you, I can honestly say I'm reading this podcast script with a lot less stumbles. Go to yourheights.com now to start your brain care journey today. And you can use promo code PALACE to get 10% off your first subscription order. I think I know some folks we talk about on this very podcast that could use a little brain care. That's yourheights.com and use promo code PALACE to get 10% off your first subscription order. Your future will thank you. According to royal expert and author Ingrid Seward, the relationship between the brothers is still at a very low ebb. She told the Mirror, despite appearing to do so, the two boys never got along particularly well. They sat together for TV interviews on their joint causes, joshing with each other, but they were never very good friends. Kate went a long way to encourage their relationship, and although William has always looked out for Harry, he feels at the moment there is nothing more he can do. Instead, he is concentrating what he knows he can achieve rather than wasting time on things he can't change. He knows what's in store for him, and he knows how tough it is, but with the help of Kate and support from his father, the Prince of Wales, he remains positive and optimistic about his future. Ingrid also focused on William at 40. Prince William has a growing influence over the institution of the monarchy. He is respected, and his opinions are acted upon. He can be intolerant, but it is not because he is disagreeable, but because he cares. He wants things to run smoothly, and when he and Kate were ridiculed during their Caribbean tour last March, he was understandably furious. As far as he was concerned, someone should have read the current mood of the country and acted upon it long before the schedule was arranged. William is strongly intuitive, like his late mother, and her same longing for emotional security. He has found this within his marriage and the family environment Kate has created. He has had moments of wanting to break away from the restrictions imposed upon him by his royal life, but his sense of responsibility prevented him from doing so. He is a moderniser and knows the dead wood of the family has to be cleared away, hence his impatience with the Prince Andrew situation. He almost certainly sees the Duke as someone who could bring the institution into more disrepute. He wants it dealt with, and he is not afraid to say so, as it is he who will be picking up the pieces, not his uncle. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify and hit that little follow button there. And give us a few stars if you love the show. Hey, I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intriguing. Good times.